Are the girls trying to distract you from the after show?
Yeah, but we're good though. I bought us 30 minutes.
All right, good. Kyle, what a terrific show that was. Yes. Honestly, goodness, like I was struggling to put the notes together.
Were you?
Like, what really? Yeah, I was like, what really happened this week? And then Destruction All Stars fell into our laps.
There was one that did happen, and I don't know. I haven't read the article fully, but with the season devs, I don't know if you saw that. The team behind Seasons, the one of the studio heads is
a piece of shit.
Asshole, piece of shit, like groping employees and abusing. And, yeah, Jesus. Fucking horrible. I didn't read the full thing, so
damn it.
But like,
I thought you were gonna talk about GameStop.
I don't know stocks.
That's what I was like. I don't know.
The only thing, that whole story, if we were to talk about it, would have been me saying, damn, I wish I bought GameStop stock.
Dude, if I could just, you know, we usually say, if I could buy a time machine, we go back to 2016, War of the World. No, for me, it's a little bit more selfish. 3 days, $5 stock, I would have poured all my money into that. I would have poured a good chunk of change and then be a millionaire and just sell my stock like literally today.
Absolutely.
And I'd be wearing a suit and tie for the rest of my life.
Right?
Yeah, because I was going to put it in the show notes. I really was. But I was like, if I could understand it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand it.
Yeah, no.
All I'm getting out of it is that Reddit trolled hedge fund managers to buy into this stock. And some have asked for like $2 billion loans because it was obvious mistake and they lost over like billions of dollars. So like, if the uber rich could just get one on the chin, I'm always in on that, you know?
I don't know where it was. I mean, it was on Twitter. I don't know who said it, but there was just a picture of like, of some rich guy just being drunk and dejected. Be like, oh no, the poor people have figured us out. they too will also be rich.
Mm-hmm,
what am I going to do?
Dude, let me tell you, when people were talking about like how this thing works, I'm like, wow, capitalism's real dumb.
Yeah, real dumb.
It's like, if Reddit, if a forum post can fool people to waste billions of dollars on a feeling, because like most of this, a lot of them are buying into the stock. They have, of course, no idea what GameStop is or what it does, just because the number's going up. Mm-hmm. So they're going to lose out on a shit ton of money when this thing just implodes on itself.
Yeah.
So like, it's really showing the major flaw of like, Wall Street doesn't represent actual, like, honest to goodness, middle class, us peoples, the majority of us out there. It just doesn't represent that at all. I do not prove that.
Is there a way we can get Redditors to help people funnel money into our show?
So that's what, real talk. I was like Charlie Day earlier because now they're doing it to AMC. They're trying to save AMC.
Oh, are they? What's AMC stock at?
It was like $17, but I'm like, do I want to just like throw?
It's not going to be the same. I don't think.
I don't think so either. But like, honest to goodness,
it went up $14.
Jesus,
it was at like $5 not that long ago.
And that's always like hindsight 2020 because like when the stocks dropped in 08 and we bailed out like people like AIG, you could have bought AIG stock for like 50 cents.
Yeah.
And then like what's AIG stock right now? Let's see.
Probably insane.
AIG stock.
37 bucks.
I would have been a 37 millionaire if I bought just a shit ton of them off the quarters, you know? My brother knows a guy that literally paid off his student loans that way. He bought a shit ton of AIG stock because he's like, well, the government's gonna rebound these guys, so I might as well buy a shit ton then. And then he got over like tens of thousands of dollars. And he just paid off his student loan.
Oh my god, that's the dream.
I know.
You know, I guess that's what we're gonna do today, Kyle, is we're just going to go on Reddit and see if there's any other stock that they're trying to beef up and then go put whatever money I have in my account into it and see what's gonna happen.
I got $100 and we'll just test this theory out. That's
Let's go.
Look at us. We're going to be, what is it, Martin Geckos of the world? Kyle and I? It's going to be, we're going to be Wolf of Wall Street. Just, who's going to be Leo and who's going to be, what's his
Jonah
face?
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill. I feel like I could pull a Jonah.
I don't know if I could pull a Leo.
Eh, we'll give it a shot. You know?
Oh, my God.
That said, Kyle, listen. We got some news I want to share with patrons, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
So, next week...
Do I know the news?
I think you pretty much... I told you like a week or two what the plans were with Patreon, I believe. Or you got to figure it out now. I don't know. COVID fog. So, 2020, last year was about us sounding as good as we can be, right? So, we got new mics. We got new editing equipment to make sure that I can edit the show the best way I know how. We can make the show sound incredibly well. And, you know, all things be transparent with y'all, I think Kyle's mic, yours altogether, was around 200?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
It also hurt, seeing that this same mic just went on sale for like $60 price drop
recently. Really?
It's like $130. I don't know if it's still a thing, but...
Son of a bitch. And that's the thing. When you got your mic and then, you know, I threw you the Patreon money to cover that, I was a little jealous because your mic sounds amazing. This mic over here is $400. The Shure SM7B. The people that say, hey, Michael Jackson talked into this. He sung Thriller in the Wolverine suit and everything. I was like, what? So like this is radio quality right here. And yours is streamer quality. And that's a marriage made in heaven. So last year we did that. We rebranded the channel. We sounded the best we can sound. Now we want to take the production value just a little bit further into going into video, with YouTube. So, what we decided to do was save up a little bit and we said, what was the next thing that we may need? And then this camera decided it wanted to start fucking up. So we're like, okay, so a camera. And what are we going to do in terms of camera? What's going to make us look really nice? So we got new lighting. We got a DSLR camera, which I need to finalize the details, make sure I got the best one. So now YouTube videos are going to look really great. Here on my end, the webcam's going to look a lot better. Lighting-wise, it's going to look a lot better. And then the next portion is making sure we do the same with Kyle as well. So Kyle, I can't wait to see what we're able to do here. We're also going to be working on new layouts for the show. Not to say that Adam Leonard did not do a good job, because he did fantastic. If you need work, go to Leonard. Mm-hmm. But what we found out was we needed the layouts to be a bit more customizable. And in terms of like our watch alongs that we want to do way more of this year, that's really hard to do. We keep finding out midway through. So we're going to have way better production on our streaming end as well. When we're doing live streams of, let's just say, you know, the next PlayStation State of Play, we're going to look a lot better. And I feel more confident tossing that up to, you know, a YouTube or something like that. So the video version of the show is going to be dramatically increased, this year. And yeah. Again, sake of transparency as well, we saved up, I think, 3 or 4 months. We have around $900, and that's what we're throwing back into the production of the show.
We're rich!
We're rich! We're swimming in it, baby! Oh, man. So, yeah, that's our big... But shh, keep it under wraps. Nobody knows. Nobody knows till next week. Shh. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You really helped us
super,
out.
Super, super grateful.
Yeah, it's crazy that we have as many patrons as we have. It always blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And now that we're able to really, you know, we're really able to do things that we normally wouldn't be able to do. And it's all because of patrons. Like, we would not be here right now if it wasn't for y'all. And honestly, it shows, like, numbers-wise, our show last year, even this month, is just consistently growing. And I think it's because, like, people hear us and like, oh, my God, these guys don't sound like they're in a dumpster.
Newsflash. So thank y'all. I am.
Yeah. Yes, I've burrowed a hole in the ground. That's where I live. Yeah. You know?
That'd be amazing. I would love to get a webcam.
A trash hole?
No, I would love to have a new webcam that isn't from the past decade.
Yeah.
Like, it's newer than 10 years old.
Yeah, and I want to know what, because I don't trust those girls, I'll be honest. I want to know what is a good DSLR camera that could take a couple of hits. That's when I'm when I'm asking Ian tomorrow, I'm like, okay, what's a DSLR camera? That's like, these girls are, how old are the girls?
Jayla will be 10 in May.
Okay. Yeah.
The twins are turning
8 I always think there's two.
No, there's three. There's three. Eight. The twins will be eight on Sunday, 31st.
So I'm like, what? Because, I mean, I feel like that the 10-year-old probably has a better head on her shoulders. She, I think,
in terms of her surroundings and stuff, yes, absolutely.
These 8-year-olds, they're playing Floor's Lava. Let's go jump on Kyle's.
Absolutely. Kyle's desk. We reworked the room and moved everything over to this side. Yeah. Like, I put the cabinets back there behind me, and there's like there's a walkway between the couch and the cabinets. Yeah. Every time they go that way or walk that way, they always bump into the glass, and I always, like, I cringe, hold, like, fingers crossed, please don't break anything, and I look over, it's just like a couple pops that fell over, it's like, okay, whew, all right, we're okay.
I can't wait till, like, Uncle Kai Kai, yes, girls, we tried to make ramen in a coffin pot, and we broke everything.
Absolutely.
How do I teach these kids? So yeah, awesome things are happening, man. I'm very, very excited. And also, like, editing wise, things are gonna hopefully start even feeling and looking and edited a lot better as well. I'm gonna be trying to test my luck with something called Adobe Premiere. Oh. Yeah, man, I can't wait to be frustrated, you know.
I have some experience with it. I can help you.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert at all, but, like, I know how to put clips together.
The thing that I need to learn is how to make good thumbnails, because I suck at them real bad. So it's like...
That's a Photoshop thing.
But, like, for me, when it comes to the Photoshop thing, I just... Because I don't always want to rely on artists to make... Absolutely. I want to feel like I'm self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Enough. And so that's going to be like a weeks long effort, is how do I make the best thumbnail? I don't know if you – do you ever look at a thumbnail going, man, that's like anything IGN does is – and you're like, God damn it, IGN. That's perfect.
There's 100% some thumbnails that catch my eye.
Yeah.
And then I look at it, I was like, man, I could never ever. I don't understand.
Here's the thing. I think I told you this. But I wanted to do something similar that Game Reformer did. Like, I had the idea, and then a week later they hired Alex Van Aken, and he executed on that idea, and then 8 times better. And I was like,
"Yeah,
fuck." Now I can't even. Now I just feel like I'm copying Alex.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Crazy, so, yeah. By the way, the other day, line at GameStop. Waiting to buy Hitman 3, and Alex Van Aken comes on the TV and talking about Hitman 3. I'm like, God, man, I know him.
I know that
I've given that man a hug. I consider him a friend. This is so heartwarming and amazing. And I immediately, I was like, hey, that guy right there, he's my friend. Isn't that cool? Like, I couldn't not say
it. I know him.
I know him.
He's a and friend from work.
And she was like, cool?
All right. I also still remember the day when I finally met Alex and Blessing, and I totally snubbed Blessing in the worst way. And I feel like he does hate me a little bit, but because I saw, I love you, Blessing, but Alex is my favorite OK Beast member. I'm sorry. And so I saw both of them, and I was like, hey, guys. And then Blessing's like, hey, man. And he was first, but, like, I totally went past him and gave Alex the hug. So I'm like, ah, oh, fuck me. So Blessing thinks I'm a big jerk. You know, at least that's what my anxiety tells me. But, man, yeah.
I know exactly that feeling.
Yeah. Like, I accidentally hit Andrea Renee with my backpack while trying to have a selfie with her. And now, there's times where I'm laying in bed and, like, Andrea Renee probably thinks you're a piece of shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
My God, right. Are we the same person when it comes to thinking of these people that I look up to and I've met? And, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, Kyle breathed a little too heavy at one point. He's the worst human being ever made.
Yep.
We'll never talk to him again.
Yep, Jeff Keighley didn't like the way I shaked his hand. That's pretty much it. Yeah. God. Yeah, we know Alex Van Aken. He's a humble brat. And bless him. We both had them on the show, and we pretty much jump-started their careers.
Yeah.
At all their successes. Oh, Jesus Christ. See, I'm looking at this one thumbnail right
everything
now.
He knows about video essays.
Yeah.
I have never made one, but you know what?
I taught him the vocabularies. He's good at words because I is.
I couldn't even say I can't even say it now. Vehicular.
There you go.
I don't know what it is with words with like an H halfway mm-hmm. through them, but it throws me off. I feel like that's my biggest issue when reading words on podcasts. I feel like if I wasn't reading it and I was in a conversation and tried to use that word, no problem.
Yeah. I'd say right now.
No, because it's in my head since we read it. Like it's
vehicular manslaughter. That's how I know it. I'll watch too much.
Vehicular.
Yeah, but like say the other word attached to it.
Vehicular.
Vehicular manslaughter.
And that other one, by the way, since this is a show about the show, where was it?
Where?
In what? This Concrete Genie write-up, right?
Okay.
Why would you put Seaside Self right next to each other? That's like Sally buys seashells on the seashores type of bullshit right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bustling Seaside Self.
Yep.
There's some of, like, my tongue's like, Kyle, you're not saying it correctly. There's too many S sounds. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I think they did it just for moments like these. For all the little podcasts out there trying to read words.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah. And also, what an excellent episode this week.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I thought it was a fantastic show. I think everything's going according to plan, you know? It's nice.
Everything's according to plan.
Yes. Yeah, no, I can't wait. Like, I really can't wait to show everybody, like, the YouTube side of the things that I have plans for. My next question for you, Kyle, and don't worry, this is not Patreon money, this is mine. Those hue lights, you know, the ones you get to change the colors?
The one that I have that you can't really see because my walls are too dark for it to show up.
Could you send me a link to them? Because I need them for the chandelier over here.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, not what are the thing? The fan thing. Is it a chandelier? What do you call those? Ceiling fan.
What kind of bougie lifestyle do you live where a ceiling fan and chandelier are the same thing?
Stop a hick lifestyle, I approve of.
Were you walking through that Maiden demo and the mansion like, man, that is one big ass ceiling fan.
That's the most beautiful ceiling fan I've ever seen in my life. Cause honestly, I would like it. So the other thing that I did here, and y'all gonna see it, it's gonna look real nice, I promise, is I bought the light strips for the back here. So it accents the back really well and eliminates some shadows.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that on this. Well, I'm going to need a new movie case because that one is toppling because of the move.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to illuminate that a little bit more because it's very dark.
And for me, on the TV end of things, I bought LED strips for the TV because I've always wanted them, but I don't know how good it's going to look.
God, I so badly want the ones behind the TV where the action on the TV burst out on the wall. But that is so expensive.
Yeah, that has to be $1 million. I just assume that's rich money.
Absolutely.
I got one for the TV. I control my phone. I'm like, I think $13 is too expensive, but it's got an app.
Which kind of bulb do you need?
Oh, shit, there's different types.
Do you need the flood one, like the bigger bulb, or like a standard light bulb?
I think they're standard.
Okay.
They're long. They're long tubey tubes.
Long tubey tubes. Yep. Got it.
Can't wait till I own a home and I'm at a Home Depot because I want to be there. I need lights, tubey tubes.
Nobody, if you're like me and is not a handy person, mm-hmm. nobody wants to be at Home Depot. I don't want to be at Home Depot. To me, that's a waste of a store to get lost in. I don't want to be there. I don't know what I'm looking for.
I think at a young age, I decided what my hell would be, and it was Home Depot. I remember
Home Depot or an AutoZone. Like, oh my I know God. Shit about cars either.
Yeah. And my brakes don't work. Oh, do you have enough brake
fluid? The car goes... Bring it to a mechanic. I can't help you. What do you want from me?
I think it's the window washer fluid. I don't think there's enough of it.
Bring it to the car wash. I think just a nice little shine, yeah. You'll be good to go.
Is this a car hospital?
What's real my talk. Deductible? Do I need a primary care physician for my car?
Yes. Real talk, in high school, there's this girl named Bori. And Bori, we didn't know if she would survive. I don't know if she would survive the day because she just didn't know basic facts. Like, she called a mechanic because she didn't know what mechanic, like the name of a mechanic was, a car hospital. We were talking about Pearl Harbor because it was like a school thing we had to do. My friend was asking me about Pearl Harbor. The girl Bori turns around. She goes, "We're still fighting there." And I'm like, "Oh, well,
no. This Bori, explains what are you a doing? Lot.
What are this you explains doing, a lot to where we are right now." You know?
Oh
God. Goodness gracious! There was one more thing I wanted to say. I wanted to speak upon. Oh, here it is. The last thing, last topic. Kyle, did you see the Godzilla vs. King Kong?
Hell yeah, trailer? I did.
What team are you on?
After seeing Kong with that axe, I'm on Team Kong.
See, this is why we have, thank you, this is why we have the best chemistry. King Kong all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I love Godzilla, but like, yeah. Give me Kong wielding an axe with lightning on it. And striking down on Godzilla all day, every day.
Yeah. And no brainer. If I could be even blunter, like, Godzilla's my favorite monster of the two. Always has been, always will be. That's why I feel so torn rooting for King Kong, because these recent movies, Kong Skull Island is amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, please do. It's on HBO Max.
I have it. I own
it. Okay, cool. Honest to goodness, like, it is such a great monster movie, kaiju movie, whatever, because it plays with so many, I feel like it juggles so many things so well, whereas the Godzilla movies are like, so we're going to show you Godzilla's left leg, and then cut to them on a computer trying to find Godzilla. It's like, dude, this thing's 20 stories tall. How are you missing where this thing is?
Did the Godzilla sequel, King of the Monsters, did it fix any of that? Another movie I own and haven't seen yet.
So the plot's really stupid.
Okay.
Apparently I'm a terrible person for thinking that even in a monster movie, a story needs to be coherent. Shout out to Luke Lore for having terrible opinions. And the plot's not there. The character motivation of why, like, especially one of the characters is doing something makes no sense.
Okay.
But when the monsters are fighting, like when you're being introduced to all the monsters, like, the snapshots are fucking crazy cool, especially Ghidorah and Mothra. That was in the trailer, so there's no spoilers there. Like, their silhouettes that they do, oh my God, so good. Yeah. And then, like, when they actually get to fighting, like, there's more, like, you're seeing Godzilla. It's not like a striptease like in the first one. You're seeing them fight and do cool shit. But, like, the reason why they're doing all the cool shit makes no sense. But, ultimately, it's a movie where you could text during the human parts, watch the monster parts.
I do find it very amusing, or lazy, depending on how you look at it, that both Godzilla and Kong have a little girl that grounds them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Kong...
In this trailer, it looks interested. Like there's a little girl that...
Yeah. I'm interested more in... Because that's kind of explained in Skull Island.
Okay.
A little bit. So that's why I get what you're saying. I think that's valid. I'm more interested of, like, how are they... Because they got to be friends at the end. Like, how are they going to Batman v Superman this? Like, I've seen the memes of Mothra. Another meme,
like, yeah, Mothra. Why'd you say that name?
Why'd you say that name? You were never a king. Just save Mothra. God, such a bad movie. Anyway, I want to see why they become like the buddy cops.
Yeah.
And I think and I have a reason. I think the internet's already spoiled this movie for me. Because
I think so as well. I think a certain somebody is showing up.
And when I heard about that, my goodness gracious. Yeah. I was telling everybody, and everybody did not know what I was saying. Like, they're doing a thing. It's going to be...
They're doing a thing.
Maybe 2021 has its ups. Maybe this is our year is what I'm trying to say, you know?
But, That's March, right?
March. They pushed it back a few days, so it's March 31st instead of the 26th. All right.
What is the next HBO Max movie? Date is theaters. What are we doing?
I don't know. I know there's
Denzel another movie. The Little Things. The
Denzel? Okay. What do you feel about Black Widow?
Like, Disney. Put on Disney Plus, man. What are you waiting for?
But, like, they're going to do the premiere thing. You know, if they're going to do it, it's going to be a premiere thing.
Of course.
And we're going to buy it.
Of course. Because when I think about it, like, I totally understand people. Because the Raya and the Last Dragon trailer, and they confirmed that's coming on Disney Plus for $30, I think.
Yep.
Plus you need the subscription, so like that's what, 37, let's just say $40 rounded up. If I were to take the girls to see that movie in the theaters, I'd be paying more anyway,
right?
So like I don't mind it. I get how it's a little scummy and it's kind of bullshit. Am I gonna pay for it? Absolutely I am. Like, I'm not. Come on now. Especially Black Widow. What WandaVision has done has had me realize like how much I miss new MCU things in my life, and I want a bigger blockbuster 2.5 hours of just take me away, Scarlett Johansson, do cool spy stuff. But you know, I want to meet your family. Let's see what other superhero cameos we're gonna get. Like,
yeah,
bring me along for the ride. That's what I want.
Yeah. Also, what WandaVision has taught me is that, man, they should just have these shows that I can binge them because...
Oh, yeah, Disney. Another thing I want you to change. What are you doing?
Because, honestly, the first two episodes of WandaVision, I appreciate what they tried for. But, man, you got to move that plot faster. And I feel like the third episode finally, gave me, okay, fourth episode I'm in for. Yeah. But, like, if the fourth episode does not, like... Come on, what's going on here? Like, if it doesn't give me that Watchmen, like, answering of the question and pushing that plot forward, I'm like, I'm out.
I'm going to say
they're all out.
By their, hold on, their 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah. So they're going to be in the 90s this week of TV.
I thought they're 80s.
Last week was 80s, wasn't it?
I thought it was Brady Bunch. Right, Brady Bunch is.
Oh, you're right. 70s. Okay, so I feel like we're not going to get a full clear what's going on in current day until they're in current day in episodes.
Mm.
I just feel like every week, so that would be. So if this week is 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and then so five more episodes, which would be the whole freaking season. Okay, maybe not. But. I like how every single episode there's a little bit more being unveiled. Yeah. And
I think, again, like, this episode I was like, okay.
I don't want to spoil anything, but there is a blink and you miss it moment. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That I was doing a watch party with some kind of funny best friends on Scener, which is fantastic, where we can watch things together and just chat about it. We all typed in the chat, whoa, the moment it happened, because it was like... Wanda using her powers to new heights. And then another time where a certain name gets dropped, like, what's happening? And you can see Wanda going like full, don't mess with me. Don't break this reality that I'm making myself.
Yeah. And it's, and that's what I think. So real talk, what I real thought, and this is before the show, so I'm not spoiling anything. I really do think that, like, Wanda is the next big bad. Like, I think she is the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I think she's gone way off the deep end with her grief that she's become a bit of a handful.
And I can see it.
I think she's going to merge realities together. I think that's how we get mutants. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are some hints already. So, yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
You know what? We should just make an MCU show. This is what the after show turns into. Everybody, that has been the Trophy Room after show. Or after, I think I did it right. Everybody, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation.
Bye.
Bye-bye.